This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, regardless of what it is you're doing. Thanks for being out there working and keeping the country going, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter. And we're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there, take advantage of the things we have over there. The podcast is over there. You can always hear the radio show live streaming over there right now. If you can't get it anywhere else, you can get it over there. Just click the link on towards the top of the page. It says listen live to the program. And then, of course, don't forget that the items that are on there, too, with MyPillow's got a link there. Let's see. Relief Factor's got a link there. And there's also a link for Moss Nissan. So check that all out. Now, joining us right now from California, IA, where it's kind of raining and kind of snowing and kind of sucks to be anywhere above 3,000 feet, is Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Mr. Kyle, we have been on a roll here talking about things. The Democratic governor of Colorado kind of really woke some Democrats up around the country. He has declared the COVID-19 emergency in Colorado over. And he says it's people's own damn fault if the unvaccinated people wind up getting sick.
Yeah, this is very interesting, Captain. The fact that he's using the terminology and the phraseology that he's using, and of course, this is Colorado Governor Jared Polis.
Yep. He's a Democrat.
That's right. He says everybody had more than enough opportunity to get vaccinated. Says hopefully it's been at your pharmacy, grocery store, a bus near you, or big events. At this point, if you haven't been vaccinated, it's really your own darn fault. And so definitely, because he's a Democrat, for one thing, too, this is a little bit of an interesting sort of perspective. Now, some have also, there have been others that have called, well, people go to the hospital if they're not vaccinated, they shouldn't get really treated very quickly, or these kinds of things. I don't think that this what the governor is talking about, but I do think, Captain, he probably recognizes that if you continue this COVID emergency, as it were, it's only going to continue to do more harm than good.
Did you hear the White House respond through Jen Psaki about the spike in violence across the country?
What did she say?
Well, it's everybody's fault but their own. Of course, she said that the terrifying violence rocking the country is on climate change. It's on being cooped up with the coronavirus. It's on some of the vaccine mandates, this, that, and the other, and all that stuff. And people are all upset about that. But it's not their fault. It's not Biden's fault. Nope. No.
Well, how could it ever be? Because, you know, obviously, you know, Joe Biden can do no wrong, I guess. But, Captain, to try to blame things on COVID, especially these smash and grabs that are happening. The news earlier tonight here in Southern California, the city called Reseda, they had, I think, 3 smash and grabs by the time the news case started to come on. And, you know, it's just one thing after another. But it's also, I think it's a real lack of leadership. It's a lack of leadership from the Democrats. It's the very fact that you have these prosecutors that don't want to prosecute anybody, the no bail, all these kinds of things, and it's just empowering the criminals. Joe Biden, if he had an ounce of integrity, he would go out there and he would lay down the law, literally lay down the law. But he's never going to do anything like that, I hate to say.
Right. Now, Mark Meadows also was on television interviewing different networks yesterday. And when he came to Newsmax, I did see that interview. I did not see him on other one networks. But when he came to Newsmax, he said that his that the texts that Donald Trump had on January the 6th were leaked by the January 6th panel for the media and other people to get out there and post them.
Well, of course, and why would they be leaked? Of course, and that is to set the stage, basically, and frame it the way they want it to be framed. This is all so many. There's so much politics going on with this, and that's why it's even more important than ever as we get to the 2022 elections to take control of the Congress, so that the this is you know. In other words, if there's a reasonable course of investigation, and I think that there is. There's a lot of people who went and did things they should never have done on January the 6th. Well, that's one thing. But this is, again, another political witch hunt so that they can frame a narrative and they can get their version of events only to buttress their own power structure. That's all they're doing.
Right. And we're going to be going to break here very quickly, so I don't have time to talk about what I'm going to talk about. But the Supreme Court had another decision yesterday pertaining to the vaccine mandate, and we're going to want to tell you, you're going to want to hear about this, and we're going to tell you about it. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue, located at 5602 West Waters Avenue in Tampa. Come on out and see.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is Frank Silvato from UndergroundUSA.com, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, where we always understand the reason for the season, and we always say Merry Christmas. Hey, Captain. Ho, ho, ho.
Well, ho, 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 right back at you there, Mr. Frank, and we'll be doing a lot of ho-hoing here in a couple of weeks. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at MyPillow, MyPillow.com. Now, if you're looking to buy something and have one place to go do it, there are enough products at the MyPillow.com website to satisfy anybody in your life, regardless of who they are, mother, father, aunt, uncle, son, daughter, mother-in-law, father-in-law, whatever, school teacher, partner, whatever, because they got something for everybody there, including your dog or your cat. And I'm not making that up. Go to MyPillow.com, look it up, see what's there in terms of products. And while you're there, click on and open up the Radio Listener Specials page. You'll see 100 or more products there with some ridiculously, insanely low prices of up to 75% off. And you get all of that by using the promo code CAPTAIN to get that price. Now, you'll see the prices there on the homepage, MyPillow.com, and it says, with promo code, your price is whatever. Well, the promo code you always need to use, and it's very simple, is the word CAPTAIN. Now, you can also call them and place your order through a live person and not get involved with the computer by calling them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Promo code CAPTAIN. Take advantage of the Christmas holidays. Get all your Christmas shopping done right there, and it'll be to you in plenty of time for Christmas, and there you go. MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, back to what we were talking about here. The Supreme Court rejected a religious challenge to the New York vaccine mandate.
Yes, that's exactly right. It's very significant, as a matter of fact. Now, these are challenges that were brought by, it looks like, a group of Christian doctors and nurses.
Yep.
And so that they had these religious grounds, but the justices, they didn't want to listen to any of the emergency requests for any injunction. So this is a very, very significant development in how the court is looking at the general idea of vaccine mandates, I think.
Right. Now, a conservative group has joined with GOP senators who are currently pressing their Democratic Senator cohorts to oppose the Build Back Better bill.
That's right. It's called the Coalition to Protect American Workers, and it's headed up by a former Mike Pence aide named Mark Short.
Yep.
So this is
I remember him.
Yes, exactly. So again, anything that can be done to help make the senators understand that there's a lot of political cover out there, I think. The American people, when they find out more and more about the things that are in the Build Back Better Act, it's like a bait and switch. It's something sounds good, but even the idea of Build Back Better, people don't want. You know what they want, Captain? They want to put it back the way it was.
Yeah. Go back to the gas prices, just do what we were doing, get everything back down to normal, get the inflation back down where it was, which was not even there for the most part, and that'll make everybody happy. But no, Biden can't do that.
No, because the agenda is so much more important than the actual well-being of the American people economically mm-hmm. and through COVID, all that stuff. It's the agenda that drives it. And that's what's so scary, Captain. It's becoming, you have to agree with the party on everything or you're going to be out in the cold.
The Biden administration yesterday finally admitted that it left hundreds of U.S. citizens behind in Afghanistan after the chaotic withdrawal they had. They said they left hundreds. Well, try thousands.
Try thousands. All these things were happening, Captain, at that time as we were watching it. We were getting reports from reliable sources and so forth of the Biden administration knew exactly what they were doing. Why they're trying to now come out and say this, they're trying to soften the blow somehow. They're trying to make try to improve their image somehow. But at the time, Captain, the major, major catastrophe that was the Afghan withdrawal, continues to haunt us.
And there are still some people left behind that were still trying to get out because they were the people that were working for us or their relatives of Americans that are there that have been caught up because some of the Americans, while they were there, they married Afghani women, and they have relatives there.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And, the people that were being put on the airplanes, not being vetted, brought to different bases, and then essentially then to the mm-hmm. United States, this was a major catastrophe.
Now, I'm going to get up on my pedestal for a minute, so don't mind me. President Biden and his team like to talk about how popular their agenda is with voters. Really? Now, the White House talks about electric vehicles that only the wealthy can afford because they start at $67,000. Now, they talk about the progressive social agenda that they intend to impose in their Build Back Better program. They also talk about in an economic recovery that very few feel right now. As a matter of fact, most people would like to see an economic recovery, and they're not seeing it. Right, Kyle?
That's right.
And rather than talk, perhaps the White House should start listening to the people. What do you think?
That would be a nice change.
And at the moment, American voters are experiencing historic levels of inflation and crime, two topics that Biden either avoids or mischaracterizes altogether, but which impacts our lives each and every day. Now, an ABC Ipsos poll shows voters have become fed up. Only 36% approve of Biden's approach to crime. That's a drop of 7 points in 2 months. And even fewer approve of Biden's handling of inflation, 28%, while only 41% approve of his economic policies, down 10 points since September. So, the Democrats' agenda, Kyle, although entirely disconnected from American life, won't be long before the voters disconnect the Democrats from power. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Well, no, I'm so glad you used the word disconnected, because that's precisely where they're at. Now, are they disconnected because they're just clueless, or are they disconnected because they understand what they're doing to the country? They understand what they're doing to the economy. They understand what they're doing to the culture. They understand what they're doing in terms of dividing people, riling them up, making them mad at one another, creating the mask police, and on it goes. Race tensions and so forth. It's as if they have, you know, some other issue that they're trying to get to happen. But the American people, Captain, are just sitting there saying, what's happened? We have no leadership in this country.
And I know you're going to be very happy when I announce this. After much speculation, Nancy Pelosi came out yesterday and revealed her plans for 2022. At 81 years of age, she is going to run for re-election, whether she is the Speaker of the House or not.
Very interesting.
But she will still run for the leadership of her party, which I think she'll lose.
She could very well lose it. I think, Captain, there's a lot going on behind the scenes, and this, you would think, could be an indication that because the far left, the AOCs, the Squad, their ilk, have colonized into the Democrat Party and created such a huge problem that the old guard, including Nancy Pelosi, maybe they're so terrified, Captain, that it's like, well, I better try to run again. I better try to stay there. I think what's going on, if you could be a fly on the wall, I think we'd be absolutely flabbergasted by the amount of fighting that's going on behind the scenes over the direction of the party.
Yeah, and that's exactly true. There is a bunch of fighting going on.
Yes, I think so. I think they know that they've unleashed, you know, they got the tiger by the tail, and now they don't know what to do.
Now, Walmart, Lowe's, Walgreens, CVS have been donating supplies to help the recovery efforts in the Midwestern tornadoes. If you want to donate too, those are some of the big box stores that you can go to. And I think they're getting increments of $25 cash is the way they're doing it. The money is coming $25 at a time, and you can do as many of the $25 money orders or cash cards as you want, so the people are able to buy some of the stuff they need in the affected zones.
Yes, that's right. And, you know, that's something that everybody can do. Everybody can pitch in.
Yeah.
So many people, Captain, have been pitching in terms of material and helping and just going there. Some people going there only just to give people support, help them.
Okay. Hold that thought. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy is going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Communities across western Kentucky and the state are still reeling as a new work week begins from tornadoes that leveled factories, courthouses, homes, and more. 74 deaths have been confirmed across the Commonwealth, but that number was expected to rise. And more than 1,000 properties were destroyed, Governor Andy Beshear said.
To the people of western Kentucky, we're not going anywhere. We're going to be with you today. We're going to be with you tomorrow and we're going to be there with you to rebuild. This is one state, people that love one another.
President Biden said he was working with Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear on Monday to make sure his trip does not get in the way of recovery efforts during a briefing from Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell, and others on the federal response to the tornadoes. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. There. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue, located at 5602 West Waters Avenue in Tampa. Come on out and see the captain. We'll see you there.
Yahoo, buckaroo. Can't wait, can't wait, can't wait. Mission Barbecue, and you're going to love it. Come on out and see us and grab yourself some great food and have some great conversation there, too, with the gang. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. ReliefFactor.com/captain is the website. That's ReliefFactor.com/captain. And let me tell you about Relief Factor. I've been taking it for well over 6 years, and it is a daily part of my regimen that I take to help my body reduce the inflammation over time, because the longer I'm on my foot, the more it swells. Same with the ankle, same with the leg. So I have to stay off my foot as much as possible, and I keep my foot elevated like it is right now. But it'll start to swell after 30 minutes of just standing up or whatever if I get caught in a position where that happens. So by taking the Relief Factor, it stops the pain, the agony of everything, and it stops the swelling. That's for openers. Now, the combination of the ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, help to support the body's natural response to inflammation. It lowers or even eliminates pain associated with whatever the problem is that you got going on. And Relief Factor targets the underlying problem areas from four different metabolic pathways to alleviate pain right at the source. It's 100% drug-free. Love that. 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. And it supports a healthy response to the inflammation and decreases the discomfort that you're in, and that's very important. It also supports healthy joints and muscles. It'll help in the healing process, and it'll get you out of that miserable, grumbling pain that you just sit there and have, especially if you have arthritis or bursitis, or maybe you've stretched a muscle or something like that. This will help. Now, it's only $19.95 for the three-week quick start. You get it by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there and check it out. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, moving right along here. Senator Joe Manchin has raised new inflation concerns as the Democrats are racing to pass the $1.7 trillion Build Back Better bill that he says is too much money.
Well, Captain, I guess, you know, we all know that the easy way out of inflation is just spend, spend, spend. Of course, I'm trying to be facetious here.
Not if you're Joe Manchin.
Well, that's right. Well, we shouldn't be spend, spend, spending. We need to be able to get prices down. We need to be able to get the economy to thrive organically. We need to be able to get jobs back. We need to have those incentives. And Captain, while fuel is so high, which makes everything else so high, none of these things are going to start happening. And I think the Biden administration fully understands this. They just want to get this thing through because I think they want to create a lot more dependency on government by the people, and so that they can just call the shots. And if they control how you're going to get paid, how you're going to get food, how you're going to, you know, all this stuff, it's just all it does is more power.
Do you remember who Larry Nassar was?
Who's that?
He was the trainer.
Right. Olympics, yeah.
Yeah, well, his victims have just reached a $380 million settlement with the U.S. Gymnastics and Olympic Committee.
Wow. Well, you know, can you imagine the kind of pain that's been inflicted? Can you imagine?
Well, he was peeking on the girls and taking pictures.
Well, that's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. And so definitely, you know, I'm glad they're getting something out of this, and this guy's he's bad news. There's just no doubt about it.
Yeah, he's a
horrible person.
He's going away for quite a while.
That's right. That's exactly right.
All right. Now, Oklahoma was in the news for their National Guard and their commanding officer, Brigadier General Thomas Mancino, commander of the Oklahoma National Guard, has warned the members of the Oklahoma National Guard of an upcoming federal action that could put an end to the military careers of those not getting vaccinated. And there's not a damn thing they can do about it.
No, because it is tied in to federal funding, federal oversight, and so forth.
It's tied into when the military gives you an order, you say, yes, sir, no excuse, sir. That's what it's tied into.
Well, certainly. If it had been purely a state-run organization, there might be some kind of...
That's right. If it had been a militia, it would be a different story.
That's right. But here we go. This is precisely as you describe it. But because they have the authority to do that, they can make that mandate.
And I feel bad about talking about that, but I told everybody when the story first came out that it wasn't going to stand, that the Department of Defense was going to prevail in this, because I'm telling you, if they tell you you're going to get vaccinated to go over like they did with the anthrax and all that stuff in the Middle East, you got vaccinated if you were going. Otherwise, you didn't go.
Well, that's right. And besides, if you're going to be traveling to different places, you may be required to get other vaccines just as a private citizen.
Correct.
Or if you went on something like the Amazing Race, there's all kinds of shots you have to get to go around to different parts of the world.
Now, I'm not sure exactly how to take this, but there was a juror in the Jesse Smollett trial that admitted that the jury agreed to do Smollett a favor by finding him not guilty on one charge.
Yeah, this is interesting. What the juror evidently said to the Sun Times, they said, I think we probably would have found him guilty, basically, on that last charge if the prosecutors had brought the same kind of accusation, basically, against Jesse Smollett. That he lied about being the victim of a battery. Evidently they just didn't feel that tracked with the other charges, evidently. But it is very interesting that they would phrase it in such a way.
Yeah. Now, in New Hampshire, the people up there, By the way, they have a Republican governor. Nearly two-thirds of the voters in New Hampshire oppose an amnesty provision for illegal immigrants in the Build Back Better legislation, which is supported by the state's Democratic senators. The two senators they have up here are both Democrats.
Well, here we go. Just like earlier in the program tonight, Mike from Clearwater called in. We talked about the cover that Joe Manchin has in his state. Well, this is very similar.
Mm-hmm.
And so the more and more that the people speak, the more that the Democrat senators can say, okay, well, we won't support this time around. And can you imagine, Captain, being a candidate for president in New Hampshire, and you're going to go over there in the next cycle at some point and say, I support Build Back Better. I support amnesty. I'm with Biden on that. And people are going to say, what? What are you talking about? We don't like that here.
Did you happen to catch Kamala Harris' latest Biden job assignment that she had that went downhill very quickly?
Well, downhill is probably a good way to put it, especially if it's in neutral, because isn't it the electric car thing or something?
Yeah, did you see what she was doing?
What was that?
Standing there holding onto the cord the way that you might with a gas pump to fill the vehicle up, talking about charging the car so that it could be driven.
Well, she'd be standing there for, what, 18 hours or something?
No, it's not 18 hours. It's 3 to 4 to get, you know, enough of a charge to get you back, 50 to 100 miles or something like that. And then it's got to be 3 to 4 hours to give you enough to get you back a couple hundred miles. If you're at not a trickle charge station, but a full charge.
That's right, like port. A rapid charger type thing.
Yeah, exactly. Because if you're at a trickle charge port, which some of these things have, then you're talking 8 to 10 hours.
Well, I can't imagine, Captain, how that's actually going to work in people's actual daily lives. And
how they're going to do it for free. Somebody's going to have to charge somebody.
Well, of course. That's right. And, you know, at least here in California, Captain, where this would be very popular, I'm sure, we can't even keep our air conditioners on if it gets too hot outside because there's not enough energy. But now suddenly there's going to be plenty of energy for everybody to plug their electric car in at their house and just tax the grid for that. And, you know, they don't know how it's going to work. They don't care how it's going to work. They just want to get these electric car things going and get people to think that they're doing something.
Well,
maybe they're not really.
Well, one of the newspapers, the Post-Millennial, asked, why is Kamala Harris holding the cable the entire time while charging an electric vehicle? When she said, well, there's no sound or fume. So, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captains of America Third Watch. The Truckers and Truckers Highway and Byway Report coming right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
We'll be right back.
ready. That is AC/DC. You shook me all night long. It's an AC/DC night tonight, Kyle.
Yeah, I love it. It's great.
And oh, by the way, that goes out to everybody that ever had to drive a cab over GMC Cracker Box, and they'll know what I meant. You shook me all night long.
All right.
That was a cab over truck from years ago. It looked like a square pigeon. And you go down the road, and that thing would bounce, rattle, boom, and you go one side, the other side, back and forth, but it'd stay on the road. All righty. Let's get going here with the weather. And I want to first say that before we get to the weather, the price of gasoline dropped 2 cents a gallon yesterday. Price of diesel dropped 2 cents a gallon. And I guess we all go need to get excited and go, whoa, yeah, wow, tremendous. We'll see what happens.
Yes, exactly right.
All right, your turn.
All right, folks, well, out west tonight, we, of course, have the big storms that are coming into California, and, of course, it's been pummeling northern California, but also now southern California is going to get its turn. And one of the things, Captain, that are a big concern in California right now are the burn areas. There's a lot of places where vegetation has not been able to grab a hold, and so they're definitely going to be watching for that. But if you're traveling up north of Los Angeles, be sure to check ahead if you're going to go up the Grapevine, because even though there's high winds, if these storms come through, could turn into snow, so be sure to check ahead on that. Also, Interstate 80, if you're traveling, say, from Sacramento to Reno, you're going to get into some snow. Reno itself right now reporting 35 degrees and rain and snow, as a matter of fact, so be careful of that. We've got, of course, wind advisories throughout the state. Also, we're looking for literally several inches of rain and many, many feet in the mountain areas of California, especially Southern California. So any place that you're going to be about 3,000 feet or so, you're going to run into that in these mountain passes. Speaking of passes, up on Cabbage Hill tonight, 32 degrees. Ice, you want to have chains. 4th of July pass up on I-90, 27 degrees. It's going to be snowy tonight, clearing some on Tuesday, so be aware of that. Snoqualmie Pass at 29 degrees. It's last reporting bare and wet pavement, maybe some light snow as well. You're going to need traction tires for sure. So we've also got high winds and winter weather advisories as you come up Interstate 15 through Utah, all the way up into Idaho, as a matter of fact. We've got snow around the Boise area there. Also high wind warnings in Wyoming. This includes Casper. Also, of course, with Laramie, Cheyenne, Rawlings, Elk Mountain, and everywhere that you're going to be up in the higher elevations, of course, you may have leftover snow or some new snow as well. So be careful out there.
All righty. Well, out in front of the storm that's coming out of the Sierras and the Rockies right now, the snowstorm, is a lot of wind and possibly some rain and moisture mixed in with it. As far east along I-80 as the Quad Cities in Iowa into Illinois, and also Kansas all the way across to Kansas City and starting across into Missouri right now, not quite to Columbia yet, but it'll be there shortly. And then down in the panhandle of Oklahoma from Amarillo all the way across almost to Oklahoma City. It'll be there probably in another couple hours or so. These are some pretty high winds that are in here, and it's also bringing along the possibility for some of that white stuff that's coming along behind it once the temperature drops down. Now, I will tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that we've got the areas of fog that I told you about south of San Antonio. It's now branched out inland about 100 miles off the Gulf from about, just south of Galveston all the way to the Mexican border, and that's what's going on right now with the fog. Now, we do have an area of high winds right along the Atlantic Ocean. Again, this is a gale warning up there from Nova Scotia on down to Cape Cod. Winds up to 40 miles an hour gusting, and the further offshore you go, the higher the winds will be. So right there, right along the shoreline, 20, 25, 30-mile-an-hour winds, and then out not very far, up to 40. We do also have some windy conditions off the east coast of Florida tonight from just north of Daytona, probably Fernandina Beach, somewhere in that area, all the way down to, all the way down to Fort Pierce, Florida. And, Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J, and then tell us how to do your show.
All right, folks, don't forget to go to pilotflyingj.com. That's all one word, pilotflyingj.com. There you can download the My Rewards Plus app where you can begin to track your points, join the Drivers Club. Of course, you can do that on site as well. You're going to get points for all the food you buy and the food that you buy and all the supplies that you buy there, and you're going to be able to build those up. So pilotflyingj.com, and, folks, you can also go to kylewarrenshow.com to hear me as well.
All right. Thanks, Kyle. Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right. Very good. And we're going to jump right into the next line here, line two, and that would be Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And good morning to you.
Morning.
We're going to start with Mark Meadows, a 9-0 vote in the committee to hold him in contempt, and they're going to refer that, I guess, to the Justice Department.
Yeah, they rarely do this when someone's held in contempt. It's kind of like a no big deal. But in this case, they decided to refer it to the Department of Justice for prosecution. Now, remember, the one big contempt was a former cabinet post of Eric Holder, when he was held in contempt during Fast and Furious.
Yep.
And they did absolutely nothing.
Yep.
So I would say this is, and Mark Meadows is saying the same thing, and I agree with them, that this is a political prosecution and nothing more. So this isn't, this shows just how bad the divisions are in Washington, D.C.
Well, they're not going to get any better, I don't think, until we vote some of the bums out here come 2022. And we're going to get into a little interesting conversation about that because of Nancy Pelosi's comments yesterday, and we'll get into all that. But I will say that Mark Meadows is a nice guy. I like him. I think he's telling the truth about everything he said. I believe he's done everything he could do within reason per legal counsel because they were operating under the assumption that executive privilege meant certain things were off limits. And I think he's done a good job. But anyway, here comes the music. We'll talk to you on the other side of the news. And folks, this is the Captain's America Third Watch, Tuesday morning edition. And yep, I said Tuesday.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue, located at 5602 West Waters Avenue in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.